OpenAI's latest $6.5 billion venture into hardware could redefine healthcare as we know it. Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, May 26th. Here's what you need to know about how OpenAI's ambitious hardware acquisition and their pioneering Health Bench initiative are setting the stage for a healthcare revolution. Let's dive in. Imagine a future where your doctor isn't just someone you see at a clinic, but a sophisticated AI device right by your side. OpenAI is making strides to bring this vision closer to reality with their Health Bench standard. By collaborating with 262 physicians from 60 countries, they've crafted 5,000 specialized conversations to ensure AI models are not just smart, but truly impactful in clinical scenarios. This means AI that's meaningful, trustworthy, and adaptable, three pillars that could transform patient care. But that's not all. OpenAI's acquisition of Joni Ives' startup, I.O., for $6.5 billion signals their serious commitment to hardware innovation. Joni Ive, the creative genius behind the original iPhone, is now poised to help OpenAI create a device that's not only unobtrusive but deeply integrated into our daily lives. While details are still under wraps, there's speculation it could act as an intelligent companion, seamlessly blending into your routine. Why does this matter? Well, the intersection of AI and healthcare is a booming frontier. With tech giants pouring billions into healthcare-specific AI models, the addition of cutting-edge hardware could revolutionize how we interact with our health data and environments. Imagine having an AI that not only tracks your health metrics but also offers real-time insights, almost like a digital concierge, guiding you through your health journey with precision. Other companies are making waves too. Meta's Llama model, for instance, has been a game-changer in clinical documentation, slashing manual annotation tasks by up to 80% and saving healthcare systems millions. And Google's MedPalm models are setting new benchmarks in medical exams, showing just how powerful AI can be in augmenting human capabilities. As we look ahead, the potential for AI in healthcare is vast. A 2023 paper in Nature highlighted how these large language models could enhance everything from patient communication to data analysis in medical research. OpenAI's Health Bench and their push into hardware are just the beginning of what could be a transformative era in medicine, provided it's done safely and with patients at the heart of innovation. Oracle is making waves in the AI industry, planning to spend a staggering $40 billion on NVIDIA chips for a new OpenAI data center in Texas. This marks a significant shift for OpenAI, moving away from its exclusive reliance on Microsoft for computing power. The implications of this move are profound, signaling a new era of AI infrastructure investment and strategy. Picture this: a data center in Texas, powered by 400,000 of NVIDIA's GB200 graphics processing units under a 15-year lease agreement. That's the scale of Oracle's investment, and it underscores just how much the AI landscape is changing. For OpenAI, this move is part of their Stargate project, a massive $500 billion initiative that's set to redefine data center capabilities worldwide. Why is this important? Well, breaking away from Microsoft gives OpenAI the flexibility to innovate and expand without being tied to one major player. It opens the door to new partnerships and reduces the risk of overdependence on a single vendor. As Sanchit Virgogia, a chief analyst at Greyhound Research, puts it, "This is about having strategic optionality, an essential move as AI models and their infrastructure become increasingly complex." And what about Oracle? This investment positions them as a serious contender in the AI infrastructure market, traditionally dominated by Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud. By stepping up their game, Oracle is not just keeping pace. They're looking to leap ahead in the race for AI infrastructure as a service. But with great power comes great responsibility, or in this case, great energy demands. The new data center's power requirements are immense, comparable to a nuclear facility. This raises critical questions about sustainability and the future of AI infrastructure. As these demands grow, so does the pressure on local power grids, potentially affecting residents and requiring significant infrastructure investments. For enterprise IT leaders, this shift means reevaluating how they approach AI infrastructure. With the scale and cost of these projects, partnering with giants like Oracle becomes increasingly appealing. It's no longer just about building capabilities in-house. It's about aligning with the right partners to navigate this rapidly evolving landscape. OpenAI has just made a bold move by acquiring Joni Ive's design startup, IO Products, for a whopping $6.5 billion. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it is because Joni Ive is the creative mastermind behind the iconic design of Apple's iPhone. This partnership is not just a business deal, it is a strategic play that could shake up the tech world. Picture this. Joni Ive, the man who shaped the way we interact with technology, is now channeling his design genius into OpenAI's ambitious hardware endeavors. While Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, has hinted that their initial devices will not directly compete with smartphones, the potential impact on the tech industry is enormous. Think of it as a new wave of innovation, one that could redefine how we perceive and use AI-driven devices. So why does this matter so much? Well, it is putting some pressure on Apple. With geopolitical tensions rising and threats of tariffs on iPhones made outside the United States, Apple's dominance in the tech ecosystem is being challenged. This development with OpenAI and Ive could be another layer of competition that Apple needs to navigate. It is fascinating to consider how this collaboration might influence the future of AI hardware. Imagine devices that are not just functional, but also elegantly designed to seamlessly fit into our lives, much like the iPhone did when it first launched. This could be a game changer in making AI more accessible and integrated into everyday life. As we watch these developments unfold, it is clear that the race in the AI space is heating up. With players like OpenAI making strategic moves, the landscape is evolving rapidly. It is not just about keeping up, it is about staying ahead and setting new standards in technology and design. We will definitely keep an eye on how this partnership unfolds and what it means for the broader tech industry. The AI talent war is heating up, and Anthropic is emerging as a surprising frontrunner, pulling top talent away from giants like OpenAI and DeepMind. Welcome back to the OpenAI Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest on AI's fast-paced world. Today is Monday, May 26th, and we've got a fascinating story about how the competition for AI expertise is reshaping the industry. Let's jump in. Imagine being in a world where the best AI minds are in such high demand that companies are willing to offer multi-million dollar packages just to keep them. That's the reality today, with Anthropic becoming a major destination for those looking to leave OpenAI and DeepMind. According to a report by Signalfire, engineers are 8 times more likely to leave OpenAI for Anthropic and nearly 11 times more likely to depart DeepMind for the same. So why is Anthropic such a magnet for talent? Well, it seems they're not just offering competitive salaries, but also launching their first employee share buyback program. This move allows employees to cash out some of their equity, which is a big deal in a field where stock options can be a significant part of compensation. By doing this, Anthropic is not only attracting fresh talent, but also retaining those already on board. This trend isn't just about money, though. Some of the most prominent names in AI are making the jump. Take Sholto Douglas, who recently moved to Anthropic from Google DeepMind, or Nikki Parmar, co-author of the influential Attention is All You Need paper. These moves are about more than just compensation. They're about being part of a company that's at the cutting edge of AI research and development. Meanwhile, big tech companies are pulling out all the stops to keep their top talent. Google DeepMind is enforcing non-compete agreements and offering eye-watering compensation packages, with some going up to $20 million annually. They're even shortening stock vesting timelines to keep their employees from jumping ship. The competition for AI talent is intense, and it's not just the big names feeling the pressure. Startups are offering equity and autonomy, while big tech counters with unmatched resources. It's a fascinating dynamic that's reshaping how companies think about talent acquisition and retention in the AI space. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. As Anthropic continues to draw top talent from OpenAI and DeepMind, the AI talent war shows no signs of slowing down. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Bob, signing off. Until next time.